Hey, it's Rion, and welcome to this Soul Purpose Discovery audio. This is actually the free version, which you're getting now. Later, it's going to be a part of the Soul Purpose Power Liminal, which is going to be coming up. But right now, the concept here is for you to just take some space and some time, and we're going to dig in. We're going to go through a series of just brainstorming power questions to help you connect with the deeper desires within yourself and just get more clarity without any worries of whether it's realistic or whether you could make money from it. I do recommend, if you really want to do this process properly, take at least an hour. And you want a notepad and pen, like physical, would be the ideal. That's how I did it many years ago. Otherwise, you could use a laptop or just type it out also. What matters is that you really just start writing answers to these questions. We're going to do it in a just kind of a brainstorming flow process. You want to write down the first thing that comes to mind. Generally, I'm just going to go through the power questions, maybe giving a little bit of feedback or recommendations here and there. So just keep writing. If you feel you want to pause the audio before we go to the next question, that would be fine too. What you're going to end up with is written flow of words on these different subjects, but you're going to see different themes. If you want to make it more concise, go ahead, and this would be valuable on its own for you just to listen to the entire audio once and just write down each question, because it's going to get you starting to think in a new way, just writing out these powerful transformational questions. So that would be the extended version for you just to go through first and write all of these questions down manually. That would be worth it if you want to do it, because if you've been called to this audio, maybe at a point in your life where it's just time to do this and reconnect with your deeper desires. And if you're restless and just not satisfied, this is where it's at. We are just diving into the soul purpose area here. It's the evolution of all of my men's work, and I'm just trimming the fat. This is the focus, and I want to work with other men who are dedicated to their life path and purpose, because that's been the secret of success of the most breakthrough of our men in the past, is they had a greater purpose that they were living. So anyways, let's just dig into this discovery process, and let's just get it going. If I could do anything I wanted, what would I do? If I didn't have to worry about job or income, what would I really want to spend my time doing? If I could just chase my passions and money were no object, what would I chase? What would I want to bask my time in? Are there any childhood or teen fantasies about who I could become? What do I really, really enjoy doing? Maybe I don't do it all the time, but what do I really, really enjoy doing? What do I love? If anything were possible, even though it's kind of ridiculous, but I could get away with it, what would I want to accomplish? What have people said about me that I'm really great at? What comes naturally easy and flow to me when I'm just doing it, that I love doing. If I had all the time and money in the world, what would I love to do? Now, some of these questions are pretty similar, but the idea here is to just brainstorm and come at it from different angles, and you just want to be open to whatever is coming up for you. Write the first thing down. If there's something that comes up intuitively and then you back off, go back to what that was and write that down. Don't hold yourself back. Be like, I don't know, because then your conscious logical mind is kind of blocking. What we want to do is reach in to that crazy kind of out there subtle voice. It's like that, you know, that's really out there. I don't know about that. That's what you want to write down. Get that stuff down. Don't stop yourself from writing like that. Just like it's a brain dump. Get this stuff down and we'll just keep working through the process here. What skills would I like to learn and develop? What areas would I really like to have mastery in? Who would I hire? If I had the money, what celebrities or industry icons would I like to hire to work with to help me learn and advance? Who are my favorite industry icons? Why are they my icons? What do I like about them? Why do I look up to them? What are my favorite industries? And you know what I mean by industries, like just different areas. Architecture, different forms of arts, creativity, film, entertainment, music. There's all kinds of industries. Marine biology. Yachting. What are your favorite industries and favorite hobbies? Are there skills or hobbies that you've lost touch with that weren't fully developed yet that would have more room for development that you could reconnect with? Favorite skills or hobbies? We want this to just be a fun brainstorming flow process, just connecting deeper, asking questions we don't normally get to experience to come up with different answers. What could I do for hours and hours and never get bored or tired of doing it? And this is all in the context of not worrying about whether it's financially feasible or anything like that. We just want to brainstorm right now. Because chances are, anyways, you can look later and see that there are people who have done it by following their passion and so forth. But right now, just the brainstorming where, you know, anything is possible. Dream big, really big. You don't want to hold anything back here. And not worrying about whether it would make money or not. What do you really have talent for? And can others benefit from this talent? Just something to be aware of. Is it more of like just a personal thing, or could others really benefit? What makes your heart sing? Could it make your heart sing more if you gave it away or shared it with others? What takes your breath away? What would really excite you? What would really excite me? So if I'm replacing the pronouns, you know what I mean. This is answering for you and you alone. Not worrying about what others think or how it would be perceived by others, but really about your desires. What would it be like if you did professionally develop some of these skills or passions? So you can kind of look at if there's anything that's already come up, what would it be like if you professionally developed it? Is there room to really develop in that area? Is there anything that just fills you with feel-good warmth? Doing a certain activity, being around a certain type of people, a certain type of experience, or creating memories? Does it include travel? Does it include animals? Small farm animals? Just want to be creative here. Reaching within yourself. What can I give to the world with where I'm really in the zone and they just love it? So what can you give to the world where you're really just in a zone and they love it? The zone can be you really love doing it. You have a natural talent for it. It's flow, it's fun. It never feels like work. And others can also enjoy it too. Maybe that you've seen just some talent in that area, but it hasn't really been developed or cultivated. So think back into your past. Are there things that you do have a talent for? Organizing social groups around a certain cause, playing a certain different type of instrument, certain type of athletic performance. What do you just really love doing if you can just connect to that as best you could right now? And the overall concept here is to get you to a point of 50% or more awareness of your soul purpose area or path. So we just want to develop it as best you can to have clarity now on what that might be, so you're in the zone enough to know the path that you could take that would open the entire world up to you of success. So these are things that you notice. It's not like, what do I tolerate? What am I doing just to cover the bills? This is something deeper. And that's what you want to have the freedom for. What have you not done nearly enough of? What have you not done nearly enough of in your life? What do you really want to do more of? If you just had the resources, what would you really want to do more of? If anything were possible, would it involve other countries, travel? What types of people? And how do you feel when you think about those types of people? What are three things that give me the effect of feeling really, really alive? When you're doing those three things, see, this forces you to actually come at it from a different perspective. Three things. I want you to come up with three things. So again, if you have to pause at any point during this audio, go ahead and do that. What three things that give me the effect of feeling really, really alive when I'm doing them? What would those be? even if it's kind of scary and it would really test your boundaries, what would you really, really want to do? Maybe it might be flying in those wingsuits. Could I see myself sharing this gift with others? Could I see myself doing this 20 years from now? What makes me grin inside? What gives me the effect of just lighting me up? Even if it isn't what you thought, what really has that effect? And focus in on that, because it's often not what the conscious mind would value. But what gives you the effect of just feeling really, really good? And is it something you could share with others? Or by excelling at it and becoming a master, could it then benefit others in some way for you just living in your fullest? So even though others have maybe prevented you from expressing or following it through in the past, what is possible? Who could you really become? Who do you really, really want to become? We can think in terms of what do you want to become, but the more important question is who? Who do you really want to be? If you could be known in the world for just one thing, what would that be? Again, pause this as necessary. Now, you can, of course, go through this again if you feel that it's just not complete. You could just take more time with it, or just go through like a second iteration and feel how your answers have felt. See if there's something else or if you want to go deeper by just going through it again. This audio is for you to just get more discovery. What path could you follow to mastery and still keep loving it? And still loving it like 30 years from now. We want to go for what feels good, what feels exciting, what really stirs your soul. That's what we're looking for here. If money was taken care of, what would you spend your days doing? Again, some of these are kind of similar, but we're just coming in from different angles. It may trigger or spur something else that hasn't come up. You just want to be writing down answers, giving yourself that space and freedom to just let it come out, let it out. Okay. If you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do? And this next one might be one of the most important questions of your life. I think it's from Brené Brown. If you knew you would fail anyways, what would you really want to do? That is a powerful question. If you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do? If you knew you would fail, what would you do anyways? And are there others who have shown that something else is possible, maybe in this area? So you're just looking at what is possible here, valuing that, and it's more important than what you think you can do right now, but it's about what you could do. If you could do anything and you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do? And if you knew you could fail, or you would fail, what would you do anyways? So now you should have a bunch of different things written down, and you want to look at your answers and maybe look at the top three favorite things that affect you the most, and it may not be what you consciously thought of, but what would be the top three specific things, areas, skill sets that really do excite you? Putting money and the possibility of success aside, just what are the three favorite things that hit you the most? And go ahead and circle those. And something to also think of, with those, could they serve others, even if you really had to change who you are right now? Could it really serve others? And if not, that's okay. We're just going through this discovery process right now, getting more clarity. I'm just facilitating this for you, asking more powerful and relevant questions to guide yourself in to that deeper soul path and purpose. Now, let's go through some more power questions and we'll wind it up here. Why do I secretly want this? So just focus kind of on the primary area or the top three. Why do you really want this? What about it feels so good? Even though it may not pay the bills, what about it feels so good, so right to you? Yeah. Does it give that feeling like, oh yeah, this is crazy, it just feels so good, it doesn't make any sense, goes against everything my parents said and the high school guidance counselor? But what about it feels so good? Is it just feels good? And that could be the answer. What if you really could do that? What if it would be okay to do that? What kind of influence could you have in the world if you fully develop that? How would others perceive you and experience you? If you had all the time, what would you devote yourself to developing? Is it something you could keep growing and evolving in for years or decades? What kind of man would it take to live this? Assuming you're a man or a woman. Most of the work has been geared towards men with this evolutionary transformational work. Okay. How would you feel if someone told you you couldn't do it? With where you're at right now, going through this process, how would you feel? And maybe someone told you in the past you couldn't do it, or they shamed or guilted you, and you just kind of maybe oppressed that area. Well, how would you feel now if someone told you you couldn't do this? Kind of the theme of like the top three. How would that feel? Now, does it feel that you can go any deeper? Does it feel like there might be something at a deeper level? Like, how much does this cover it? On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you feel this hits your core? What we're going for is a soul core. Like, a bottom line can't go any deeper. And now, this is just a process that may or may not hit it for you. We can go deeper. Since I've discovered and embodied my own soul purpose, I'm able to help others get to that point. But for now, we may not hit that depth, may require some more work, but how does it feel right now with the general, like, top three, maybe what you're leaning towards intuitively, what you feel like? How deep does that go on a scale of 1 to 10? You might already be getting a lot of clarity, and if not, that's okay too. Even if you're not on the path now, you just want to be open with all of this, connecting with deeper desires and passions. Are you passionate about the top three that we've come up with so far? Well, that you've come up with, that I've helped to just facilitate asking different questions. Whether they would lead to external signs of success or not, how passionate does it feel? Like, is it there in that zone where you could just keep doing it, keep evolving, and love it? It's not something that would be like painful or, oh, we got to do more of this again, but just that zone of passion and fun. Could the top three, so leaning kind of towards what might be maybe number one, you could ask yourself, could this be the primary thing? Could it be my soul path and purpose? And with all of this, I'll tell you, like, you want to leave room open. The logical mind wants closure, but this is about living your path and purpose. And even on mine, it's always been in that primary area, which I discovered, but it has modified and adjusted. So you want to, in asking that question, could this be my primary soul path and purpose? Just leave room for some flexible changes, but you want to be hitting it ideally at least 80%, where you just feel and know that just going on this path could, like, if you did, would just be really fun, really awesome, even though it might be a bit scary and you would have to change. You may have to put a lot behind to really evolve into that man. What if this was what you were really supposed to do and become, but other things just got in the way? So even if it's not super exact, and it may be subject to change in the future, could this be something you'd love to take yourself into down this path and road, to go deeper and to develop it, to develop that area, that service, that mastery? Does it feel like it would be spiritually connected? And the concept of Dharma is to be in your zone, your soul's calling, in service to others. So it's the best of both worlds, by fully stepping into your power and potential. Could you see yourself going down this path in a different chain of events, even if it's not what you've done already, in the linear frame of cause and effect? Could you see yourself in an alternate universe, a parallel universe, going down that path? How does that make you feel? Could that be a hell yeah? Or how about a fuck yeah? If you were to possibly choose to go down that path. Okay. Is it a practical evolutionary path that would require you to grow? Is if you could sum it up in 2 to 3 words, and this may take some pause time to look at what you have and feel it out. If you could sum it up in 2 to 3 words, what your soul purpose is right now, well, just giving it the absolute room to be changed. We're not committing to it or anything right now. But just if you narrow it into it in 2 to 3 words, what might that be? And so I'll give you some examples. You could look at just the general area. So it could be like alternative healthcare, food innovation, architectural genius, master tailor, fashion design, music production, live band performance, travel blogger, hit songwriter, Academy Award winner, skyscraper designer. Just like different areas, like if you had to put in a couple words, that would help you to focus in on it. What would those 2 to 3 words be that just kind of encapsulate what that core kind of deeper concept would be within the top three? Kind of picking your favorite or most passionate area, what would those words be that would help to crystallize and translate it into something practical in the real world? So if you could cut all of the fat and just focus on the primary thing, if you could write it in one sentence, even though it'd be subject to change, would you be happy with this following statement? I am becoming the greatest XX in the world. So, for example, I am becoming the greatest fashion designer in the world. I'm becoming the greatest natural health advocate in the world. So put like what that was in that format. I am becoming the greatest XX in the world. How does that feel when you identify with it? If you were to just say that, how does it make you feel? Does it just really like stir your soul, your heart and soul at a very deep level and just really excite you? Could you take it with you anywhere? Like if you had that statement, I am becoming the greatest XX in the world, could you take it with you anywhere you go, no matter what you're doing? How does that feel owning that? How does it feel identifying with it? If you were more of that man, could you see yourself attracting different experiences, different memories, different women, different relationships? Is that a fuck yeah I heard? Okay. All right. And if not, then, you know, there could be different reasons that you may be closed off to doing this process or just not used to connecting with your deeper self. And that's absolutely okay. Most people, I would say, do not connect with their path and purpose, but it is there. It's deep within. It may have just been covered up, but there is something. I guarantee you there's something. We want to value the path, understanding it's a journey, if you were to decide to go on this. Now, if you're already pretty clear and this is more of a recalibration, reconnection for you, that's great. Right now we're in the process of soul purpose transformation. That's the evolution of my men's work. And we want to cherish the journey and have you connect with your path, because that's where the power for leverage of transformation is. There's so much power with it to change who you are. Soul purpose has the power to radically transform your life. It's one of the very few things that can give you the rocket fuel to let go of limiting paradigms. Would you be willing to sacrifice who you were to have and live this path? You can answer that now. You can just let that one kind of rest for a while. But with what you came up with, which effectively for now we can look at as your general soul path area, whether it's perfectly exact or not. The thing with soul path is the conscious mind wants closure and definity. You have to leave room for it to modify, but we want to be in that path area. So when we value the journey, it's understanding that it's subject to change and evolve while you're living it. It's not just a destination. It's about the path of evolution, your own hero's journey. And there should be a big gap between who you are now and fully living and developing who you would have to be to live that, to really develop that path and purpose. So it requires transformation. And with this soul-connected option to live your life, which is a choice, the path is kind of laid out before you if you would choose to follow it. Ideally, you would want to powerfully commit to it. Devote yourself to living your path and purpose, even making it number one. And I can help you with that. You want to be at least 51% in the zone with, ideally 80%, to know that, yes, this feels right. Following that would be your key to ultimate breakthrough. If you've been at plateau or stuck for years, well, it's those who are living their path and purpose where there are no plateaus. If you have a really big vision, a really big dream, becoming that forces you to transform. If you've been struggling with women, and sex, sexual attraction, you know, you may have sex as your number one subconscious value, and that is actually repelling women away. We've been covering this in some of the emails up to this point, but it's the men who are living on purpose as their subconscious number one value that have unlimited success with women. And there's different reasons we're not going into here, but that's just how it is. Cristiano Ronaldo and Irina Shayk. She is not his number one. His passion is becoming the best in his field and living his purpose of football and really becoming more and more professional living that. That's his number one thing. Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen. It's the same thing. So if you've been putting women as your number one or their sex as your number one, when you could shift to just connecting with your purpose, putting that as number one, that can change everything. That's like the meta shift that successful men with women have. All right, so I'm not going to say more on that. But going in the direction of this path and purpose, which you've written down, remember the statement is, I am becoming the greatest XX in the world. And you could put like, you can replace greatest with like a descriptor, like I'm becoming the sexiest blank blank in the world. The sexiest dolphin marine biologist, something like that. I'm becoming the most passionate XX. The most inspired. So you can work with that statement, but you want to look at what you've narrowed it down to from what you have, and going in that direction should feel right, even if it feels scary. So that's your key. That's your key, is this path. It's your key to greatness, happiness, fulfillment, freedom, attraction, abundance. Where you would want to do it even if it didn't lead to financial success. Is it something that you would want to do, whether you would be financially successful or not, if you just put aside the concerns of covering the bills? That's what you should feel about it. Okay, so we are going through the new evolution here of the men's work. It's all focused on soul purpose. That's the most powerful leverage point, sex, and freedom. These are the three keys for masculine transformation. Soul purpose transformation is the new sight, the new evolution. And now that you have, and if you don't have it, just go through this again, but now that you have your effective soul path and purpose area, I'm going to show you the simple way, it's very simple, that virtually guarantees success and massive evolution. And I'll also show you how people get stumped with it. So as we roll out with the new transformational program here, soulpurposetransformation.com is where I'm going to help you to take what you have, and then we're going to do something more with it during this rollout process. There's going to be a power choice, power liminal audio coming up that I'm going to give away for you. I'll give to you for free, and that's going to help you to powerfully commit to this path, which will be your choice if you want to do it. So you have your general soul path and purpose. You want it to feel good, to feel right, to be exhilarating, and then I would hold off on committing to it because I have a lot of power and purpose around mine, a lot of sexual, spiritual, and heart power that I'm going to put into this next audio for you to help you powerfully commit, if you choose to powerfully commit to living your path and purpose. So all I'm doing is helping you facilitate your commitment to live on the path of your ultimate dreams and desires. And this can be done without quitting the day job. There's other dynamics. Don't worry about that stuff for now. Okay, so I'd love to hear your feedback, how this helped you. And it's like with the most successful and happy people in the world, they followed their path and purpose, but they first had to know enough about it. So I hope this gave you more clarity. You have the power of choice. That's how humans are different from animals. Animals live on instinct. What differentiates us from them is we have the power of choice and usually less fur. So you have the power to create your ultimate life. And if you're not living that now, if you're not living on that path and becoming the hero that you could be, well, aw shit, you may have to face the Pied Piper or something now, because this is your choice. So, but you attracted this audio for a reason. So just, you know, sit with this. How does it feel overnight? Sleep on your path and purpose. How does it feel? Does it really lead some awesome awakening stuff for you if you were to become that man? So if you've gone through the soul purpose discovery work, but you're still not really clear, or you just have some other questions, I'd be willing to help you get more clarity. So what you can do is just go to soulpurposealchemy.com and go ahead and schedule a half an hour breakthrough session with me, and we'll just dig in. The only thing is, I ask that you've gone through this audio and done the work first, and then just bring your questions and I'll help you to get more clarity on your soul purpose itself. So book that free strategy session with me at soulpurposealchemy.com. Okay, so thanks for going through this. I hope it's already really helped you to see what your greater purpose is. Bye-bye.